Mavin and Khan stepped from the darkness of the hypogeum into the searing red light, and the blood-drunk roar of the crowd struck them like a physical blow in response. The deafening sound merged with the rumble of thunder as jagged arcs of crimson lightning tore across the burning sky. The heat on the surface of the demon world was incredible, and Mavin's lungs burned with every stifled breath. He shielded his eyes from the glare and gasped inwardly. Hell, in all its terrible glory, was spread out above him. The living warp roiled and writhed overhead, filling his vision. It was an overload of the senses and frayed the sanity of all who gazed upon it. A maddening swirl of purples and reds was splashed across the heavens, a maelstrom of liquid flames that bubbled with fear, hatred, and passion. These manifest emotions blended together like colored oils in a pool of disturbed water, serpentine and coiling. An unblinking eye of flickering hellfire and undeniable sentience blazed at the center of the madness, like a rift in unreality. It stared down upon the blasted wasteland of the demon world, radiating a malign and unfathomable rage that made Mavin want to kill. His hand closed around the hilt of the blade at his side, and it took all his willpower not to draw it and succumb to the base urge. Warriors caked in dried blood surrounded the sloping exit from the hypogeum. At the sight of Khan emerging from the darkness, they clashed their weapons together and stamped their feet as they roared to the heavens. Many of them were not as strong-willed as Mavin, and more cheers rose as fresh blood fountained from mortal wounds and sprayed out over the tightly packed warriors. Brazen drums pounded, and banners hung with the heads of slain champions were lifted high, held aloft for the Blood Father to see. Once, many of these creatures had been mortal men, while others had been abhumans or something else entirely, but all had been twisted and reshaped by their time in the warp. Some needed to carry no armament at all, for their bodies had become living weapons. Others were so corrupted that it was impossible to fathom what their original mortal form may have been. They were pushing and shoving against each other, jostling for position. Those that fell were trampled mercilessly underfoot, their screams drowned out by the roar of their comrades. Their reek was foul and potent, a hot animal stink of acrid sweat, stale blood, festering wounds, and worse. Khan walked in front of Mavin. He did not slow his pace as he approached the teeming crowd, nor did he make a threatening move or raise a weapon. Nevertheless, the crowd fell back away from him, primal fear and self-preservation instinct pushing through the fog of their brutal frenzy. Blood flowed as they fought each other to get out of his way.
Stay close.
Mavin needed no prompting. He would be crushed to death within moments if left alone in this crowd. Khan may have towered over all but the largest of the heaving mass, but Mavin was dwarfed by them. He hurried to keep pace with the World Eater.